What's going on, Determinators? Thank you for tuning in. As always, I sincerely do appreciate it. Celebrating the first 7 episodes that we've completed thus far, and I appreciate each and every one of you who has chosen to listen to any of my podcasts. I am extremely grateful. But with that said, let's go ahead and get into today's podcast. And before we begin, I'd like to give 3 examples of the theme of this podcast that we'll be going over today. Through three very short narratives. So the first one is, "Hey Dad, that man just stole a chair from the coffee shop," Timmy exclaimed with worry. "Well," his father sighed, "sometimes people steal things. It is very bad, but that's the way the world is." The second example is, "Mom, come look at the news," Daisy shrieked, confused and frightened all at once. "A student just shot up his school." "That's terrible," her mother consoled. "Such actions are very bad, but unfortunately, sometimes people kill each other. That's the way the world is." And the third and final example is, "Hey dude, did you hear about how John got beaten up by Drake at lunch today? The bullying never stops," said Clark, concerned. "It happens," dismissed Mark with indifference. "Some people like to put others down to win. That's the way the world is." And maybe if you listened closely enough, you saw a recurring sentence throughout each of those examples. I've observed countless interactions like the ones above, and I have something that needs to be said. Just because, quote-unquote, that's the way the world is, doesn't mean that's how it should be. Or a shorter way of saying it would be, just because it is doesn't mean it should be. You know, I don't know when such defeatist mentality was adopted by the masses, but truthfully, it's rather disappointing and is a large reason why many of the world's problems are not so actively tackled. You know, I often like to discuss people's plans for the future, and when I'm asked about mine, I tell them how I'd like to make the world a better place and help people overcome their problems, you know, to be a motivational speaker and guide people through hardship. But upon mentioning some sort of grand problem in the world, I'm often met with remarks that more or less boil down to, "Well, that's the way the world is," or "There's nothing that can be done." People who say this most of the time don't support said problem, but only resort to giving it the thought of, "Well, that's just how it is. You know, even if I don't like it, I'm just going to complain about it and acknowledge that it's there and not do anything." And to be frank, that's rather unproductive, and I argue that such mentality translates roughly into the same thing as supporting the problem. If you see something you don't agree with, why not take a stand against it? Do something, take action, speak up about it. Don't just stand idly and let it slide. At the very least, discourage it. Even if those around you are standing by, take the initiative and take a stand. Inspire them to follow suit. Another one of my favorite quotes, and as you'll come to know if you don't know already, I love quotes. I've memorized so many, I share them all the time because they're just fantastic. I love this quote. "The world will not be destroyed by those who do evil, but by those who watch them without doing anything." I've witnessed countless forms of evidence of people refusing to actively respond to acts of assault and robbery in broad daylight where people walk to and from. I'm sure that if you ask them at another time and place if they support either crime, they would condemn them. Maybe some bold folks might throw in, "Well, assault and robbery happen all the time," while the more defeatist but concerned few would say, "Even if I stop one assault or robbery, it still happens around the world. Nothing I can do." And somehow, prevalence of an unjust event justifies not wanting to do anything about it. I mean, look, I get it. You know, using the examples above, maybe you're worried about putting yourself in harm's way for someone you don't even know. Maybe you're afraid of jeopardizing your own safety or well-being for something that isn't worth the risk. And you see the problems of this world as behemoths compared to yourself, and in the face of that difference, you cower and lie belly up. And to even attempt to fight or tackle such issues would be reckless and ill-thought, and all would be for naught. You tell yourself that even though you disagree with immorality, there's nothing you can do about it. But what happens when plenty of other people tell themselves the same story? Nothing. And that's the problem. The status quo seriously needs work. And maybe you already know that, but what are you doing to change it? I'm taking a firm stand today to tell you to act upon the injustice and immorality you see. Don't just look at it like a deer in headlights. Imagine yourselves in the same predicaments as the victims you witness falling prey to injustice. Imagine not receiving help in spite of wanting it, needing it. And suddenly you see another version of yourself, watching as you drown, as you get robbed, as you get attacked. And this goes back to the same principle I've always been talking about. You know, empathy solves an insane amount of the world's problems. And it's a shame that so many people lack it. Don't just watch someone in their struggle. Help your neighbor. Stand firm and strong in the face of the problems of this world and fight against them. Scare them. Raise your arms above your head, stomp and growl at them if you must. Now, with this being said, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that in no way am I asking you to always throw yourself in the face of danger, especially for people you don't know. Like, if you happen to pass an alley and you see someone in the process of getting attacked, you know, and the person who's attacking, the perpetrator has like a gun or some weapon, I'm not asking you to throw yourself at them. You know, there are wiser ways of going about the issue, such as staying a safe distance away, unseen, calling the cops, or, you know, gathering public attention for what's going on. You know, be smart about what you do. But the point of what I'm saying is, don't just do nothing. Anything is better than nothing. Whether it's calling the cops, getting other people to help you, distracting the perpetrator, anything. Again, always be safe. Don't put yourself in harm's way in some way that might lead to you being hospitalized or dead. You know, don't do that. Be safe always. But just please, I just ask that you don't do nothing. And that goes back to what I said just now about how imagine yourself in the same predicament. And imagine that every person who passed you by just watched as you got attacked, as you got robbed, or as you were drowning in a river. Imagine that. And imagine being the person in that place. Wouldn't you want someone to do something and not nothing? Hopefully that empathy motivates you to be there for somebody else when they need it. Because somewhere your actions will be helping others. Your resistance is not for naught. You disagree with immorality and you can do something about it. Please don't tell yourself you can't do anything. Don't give up before you even start. And this doesn't just apply to this particular lesson today about changing the way the world is. I mean, that's this whole mentality of don't tell yourself you can't do anything. It applies to so many other areas in life. But today, specifically for this topic, don't tell yourself that you cannot solve the problems of this world. Do something. You've got this. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it or send it to a friend who you think might enjoy it as well. If you have any feedback at all, send me a message and I will get back to you. As always, thank you for your time, thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.